And we were just listening to something entitled Slow Dance at the Asylum, which is composed by the saxophonist on that selection, Tom Zuccarelli. Now, Tom isn't near a talking mic, so or a mic that he can talk into, I should say. Mics don't talk. So I guess I should address this comment to Molly. Perhaps she can answer this for us. Is that a selection for soprano saxophone and piano, or is that a selection for saxophone and piano?
Well, it could be done any which way, I assume. I think it's open to interpretation. Who's ever at the asylum on the
day? Have you ever done it all with Tom playing tenor?
Have we?
Yeah,
this is the first
time. Oh, okay.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah,
just came out like that.
Yeah. interesting. And on the selection before, I hear a sort of Middle Eastern influence, too, and actually on a couple things this evening. I seem to hear that. Is that, I asked you earlier about your listening habits.
Right.
Is that something you also find yourself listening to at home, too?
I do like Indian classical music from mm-hmm. India, and I like the idea of just playing against a drone. Hmm. So it's true that The Other Side of Midnight and Seven both sort of have an ostinato bass line where it's basically a drone and you play a scale over it. But I always really liked the way you could explore so much just using one scale. So who needs all those chord changes?
you know what else is I find interesting, and I really can't see what's going on because of John Robinson's bass being in the way, but it was alluded to or mentioned before we started that before you started that last selection that Michael Zank and Haggai Ashbel actually switch places and one moves from the drums to the kungas and back and forth. Why do they do that? Now, what is the what is the reason for that switching?
Well, they both like to play both is okay. part of it. Uh-huh. So they're hyperactive, right? They can't sit still. So I think it's really just they're having a good time back there, and I let them do what they want.
But it's not a question of hearing one's kunga playing on one song as opposed to on another way. You know, one time you're playing a song and say, boy, I just hear Hey Guy playing kungas here. And on this one, the next one, you say, boy, that's Michael's kunga style I hear on that one. Is that
not exactly. It's more Michael gets sick of playing one thing on the drums.
Really? Okay. Okay, that's fine. Whatever works.
I'm sorry, I could jazz it up for you, but
whatever works. We're actually running out of time, so I want to get back to some more music. But again, I wanted to remind the listeners, to encourage the listeners to become a member. We're looking for 60 new members this evening, and we're well on our way to accomplishing that goal. And I'd like to encourage you, if you have not become a member, to go to the telephone, dial 492-1111, or in case you're outside the immediate area, 1-800-492-1111 to become a member today, a card-carrying 89.7 member. We're listening to the Molly Flannery Sextet here in the studio this evening. Molly, what do we hear next?
Do we have time for two more and then still one at the end?
Oh, no, they just told me we got to get ready to wrap up the
last
show here, so I got to do some other business, too, as a matter of fact. Well, why don't you tell us what we're going to hear first, and then that can let
so
me talk
after
that.
So we're just going to do one more song, and that'll be it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Our last song is called A Closing.
Appropriately.
And appropriately, we are closing with it. And I wrote it, and I'm not sure what the words mean, so if any listeners have any ideas, I'd like.
Okay.
Just came out that way.
Okay. Okay. I should tell you also it's Molly Flannery on piano and vocals on this tune. Tom Zuccarelli has played tenor and soprano saxophone, Steve Elliott on trombone, John Robinson on bass, and as the spirit moves, Michael Zank has been on drums and sometimes vocals, and also the same with Haggai Ashbel and kungas and percussion. The audience this evening, again, members of the WGBH FM 89.7 Club. And our thanks to the WGBH Development Department, especially Chris Prukop, Sarah Kelly, Christo Carini, and Helen Russell. And tours for our studio audience tonight were given by Kimberly Fraser Booth. And speaking of Booth, up in the booth, our producer for the evening is producer Steve Schwartz, and our engineer is Jane Pippick. Coming up, didn't I say Jane Pippick? Oh, okay. Coming up next, live from our FM Studio 1, will be a performance on November the 16th at 3 p.m. Ron Della Chiesa will welcome Sergio Brandão and Manga Rosa to Music America. They're a wonderful group. They played on Eric in the Evening a couple years ago. They are a wonderful group and got a wonderful reaction from the audience then. So. And with that, let's go back and get one last selection from the Molly Flannery Sextet.